All right, we're here with Matt Rolante. Matt's a CCIM, an SIOR, an MBA. He's with Spurry Van Ness. Matt, you got more initials than I got letters in my name.
Well, initials are important, but, you know, it's fun to provide service, and that's, you know, what I really enjoy doing.
Well, Matt, tell me a little bit about why you joined CCIM and what value add it is for you.
Well, CCIM was very natural for me since I studied finance undergrad. And it's a great program because, you know, you really have an ethical guideline with the financial tools that we use. So and there's a lot of good networking that happens there as well.
Now, tell me a little bit about one of the transactions that you've made with another CCIM.
Oh, we've had several large transactions. You know, what's amazing with CCIM is instead of just looking at the one-dimensional cash flows of a deal, you add the time value of money to it, and it really allows you to, you know, create an understanding of higher returns or lower returns, you know, based on the decision making of you know, ownership. So it really allows you to be fluent, you know, within the market and add some value, because a lot of people are not even considering those things when they're, you know, making real estate decisions.
What do you think right now is the place to be in South Florida real estate market?
Oh, there's some great places to be. You know, retail's very hot. You know, we've seen some rent growth in that sector. Industrial is also, you know, doing really well. We've seen a lot of, you know, great multifamily projects come out of the ground. You know, condos still seem to be moving at, you know, relatively high prices. There's some secondary markets that haven't really, you know, seen the same amount of interest that they did in the last cycle. So, you know, maybe now, you know, coming into 2015, those areas might be popping. You know, there's a couple big, large infrastructure projects that are going to be changing the landscape of those neighborhoods. So obviously those are going to be some great areas to look into as well.
What do you see as the top infrastructure project that's going to be going on, and what impact is it going to have on that particular neighborhood?
There's a lot of smaller ones, but obviously, you know, just you know, with the congestion we've had with traffic, you know, having you know, some larger ones like the 826, 836 Exchange, you know, finally getting completed.
Talk about spaghetti.
You know, they just finished the port tunnel. I think that's going to open up some of the, you know, port traffic, you know, container traffic coming through. We're going to benefit from that. Post Panamax is not necessarily a Miami-based infrastructure project, but we're going to be seeing a lot of benefit from additional traffic flowing through, you know, Miami, maybe some transshipping happening there as well. You know, but then you've just got great projects as well. I mean, World Center just kicked off. City Center, you know, is almost complete. You know, between those two, you're looking at, you know, 2,000 hotel rooms, 2 million square feet of convention center space, you know, another, you know, 2.5 million square feet of retail. And those are going to be very high quality architectural sound projects. So it's going to be a lot of fun to, you know, see Miami. You know, having grown up here, being a fourth generation Miami native,
where'd you go to high school, Matt?
I went to Palmer Trinity, and then went to boarding school in Connecticut. But, you know, went to Epiphany for elementary school, grew up in Pinecrest.
Oh, good for you. Well, listen, Matt, if people want to do deals with you, how do they find you?
Well, we're officing in Doral. I live in Coconut Grove. You can call me on my cell, 305-490-6526. Email is always good, matt@svnsouth.com. And, you know, we're more than happy to, you know, give everybody an understanding of what we know and, you know, a second opinion on, you know, real estate strategies that they're going after. And we enjoy it. We enjoy people. So,
well, Matt, thanks so much for being here on the show and joining me at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also the 300th episode of Freedom Business. Matt Rolante, making it happen for his clients in real estate. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Love your show, Jim. Listen to it all the time. Thanks.
Oh, you're the best, Matt. We'll be right back after this short break.